evening, everyone. It's my great pleasure to introduce tonight for the Sichas Musar of Noah Isaac Allbaum, who we know very well from the Queens community. When one has a first name of Noah, they're used to being quoted, Kioschel Re'isa Tzadik L'fanai B'dor Hazeh. The Gemara in Erevin uses this as as the source of the concept that you should only say Mikzas Shvachol L'fanav. But it really is a great pleasure for me to be able to introduce someone who I know wearing my shul hat. I know from the community of Queens. Volbaum got to Queens long before I did. And is a key force, was a key force in building the Kew Garden Hills community and building the Queens community, and remains a tremendous force in all of our lives who live in Queens. He's been the Rav of Kahal Nachas Yitzchak for more than 40 years. He's a Mechab Sfarim. And Rav Olbaum is known for an unusual combination of chachma, of insight, of the willingness to speak about what he believes in a very forceful way, but with a tremendous Ahavas Yisrael, with a tremendous warmkeit. He's able to reach, and he's reached throughout the years, people from many, many different backgrounds, both in his shul, and we welcome the members of the shul, from those of you from Kew Garden Hills who are here tonight, but from the shul and from his sfarim and from his speaking in many places around the area, has been able to reach a very, very wide cross-section with the Torah that literally flows out of him, as you'll see tonight. So we've known him for many years in the Queens. He's known around the world, but not as well known to everyone in this yeshiva. And it's our great zechus to be able to have Rav Olbaum with us to give the Sichas Musar tonight. I just want to take this opportunity, bifanav, mikzas shvacho, to thank Rabbi Bacon for all of his tremendous work in setting up Chodesh Elul, him and the rest of the Mashichim, including the wonderful Sichas Musar and everything that's going on in the yeshiva. Baruch Hashem. Rabbi Olbaum.
For me, actually coming here this evening is a sense of achrayus of sort of like paying back throughout the years. Our shul, not only our shul, but in Queens, Greater Queens, has had the opportunity to enjoy Heschel Schechter, Rav Mordechai Willig, and so on, shurim from time to time. So memela, for me to be here actually is a shtickel inyan of having the opportunity to be able to share a little bit some of my thoughts regarding Chodesh Elul. I'd like to also extend a very special Yashar Koyach to Rabbi Penner, whom we know for many, many years, and actually wish him to have a lot of atzlocha, continued success in Avodas HaTorah, Lahagdil Torah L'Adira. Actually, in the spirit of Chodesh Elul, you know, the Novi Nomoi says the following. The Novi says, Aryeh Shoag Milo Yira. When the lion roars, who cannot be afraid? And the Shloach Kodesh comes along and says that Aryeh Shoag actually being Meramaz the Tkuf of the Yom and the Royim. Because Aryeh is actually the Rosh Tevis, Aleph is Elul, the Resh is Rosh Hashanah, the Yud is Yom Kippur, and the He is Hashanah Rabbah. Which means that a conscientious Jew, someone who's a balachrayis, and realize that we're now standing in the Chodesh of Elul, so Aryeh Shoag is the roar of the lion that is crying out to each and every one of us, Emila Yira, what shaykh, who cannot be afraid? The fact of the matter is that many of us, myself included, unfortunately it's not the way it used to be. When we hear about Gedolei Yisrael, you know, the attitude was when it came Elul, many of them actually accepted upon themselves, even Tainas Dibur, you saw all types of extreme hanhogis because of the pachad of the Yoy Madin. And it's an ironic thing, the greater the tzaddik, the more pachad of the Yoy Madin they had. And the lesser, obviously, are not that much afraid. As a matter of fact, it is interesting that Ritzel Petterburger, one of the great Balamusar, he made a tanai with his wife. He let her know ahead of time before his hanhogis, because not every wife is able to go along with certain hanhogis of a husband. And one of his hanhogis was the Nehoi Shelul, but he had a tainus dibur. And Mamela, he wanted to know and let her ahead of time that she should realize that this is his custom. Lamaisa, she went along with it. His wife had a baby, he happened to be on a Chodesh Elul, so he wrote Mazel Tov. Let's say the Mazel Tov. All the Bissel Petterburger and so on, many other Gedolei Yisrael who had that. And the question is, how is it that the Ari Yeshua, Gemilo Yira, and somehow we don't seem to be sensitive to the cry of that Arye? The Yechashiv Rav, actually a colleague of mine, also in Queens, pointed out that he said it hit him that with during a Chol HaMoed that he took his family out, as is a minig Yisrael, to go to the Bronx Zoo, and walking through the promenade, one of the streets or the roads there, throughout the various animals, he hears a ferocious roar of a lion, and for some reason he wasn't afraid. And then it occurred to him, of course not, the lion is in a cage. And if the lion's in a cage, I have nothing to fear. So it occurred to him, he says, I deduced to that, he said, that if the Aryeh, the Rebbein Shalom, cries out in Chodesh Elul, and on Rosh Hashanah, and on Yom Kippur, and Shan Rav, we're not frightened, maybe because there's a mechitza, there's a barrier, maybe the Rebbein Shalom's on the other side. Maybe there is something that is lacking between our connection and the Kodesh Baruch Hu. We don't hear the roar of that lion. And therefore, our avodah in Chodesh Elul is to try to break that mechitza. If we break that mechitza, then the Ari is not on the other side. He's not locked in a cage. And we'd be able to appreciate and to hear what the message of Chodesh Elul is. And therefore, it's not a mikra that the concluding tefillah of Hoshana Rabba, you might remember there's a Yehirotzoi, that when you clap the Hoshanas, it says Yehirotzoi Mufonecho, and then it says V'sosir mechitzas habarzel hamafsekes beini beinecho. We see that it was put into the tefillah, that this is something real, that there might be sometimes a mechitzas habarzel. There might be an iron partition that's separating us from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. And therefore, maybe that is really the first avodah, to really to become inspired in Chodesh Elul, to hear the roar of that Arya, to make sure that the Arya is not somewhere in a cage, but rather there is no mechitza between us and a Kodesh Baruch Hu who is sounding to us that message. Obviously, the first thing in order when it comes to Chodesh Elul, and every Yid is concerned about that, what are the ages? What can we do to be Zoche Badin? After all, this is the time, this is the Zman, that basically we set the stage for the entire year. And all the things that we hope to have, all of the benefits and all of the toivis, whether it's in the area of health, whether it's in the area of parnosa, whether it's in the area of nachas, everything is being determined. Kol mezonos of shalodom, as we know, Chazal tell us, are kesuvim loy. This is the tkufa, this is the time. So what are the aitzes, of course, to be able to be Zoche Badin? And that's something that really many of us are really struggling to find out what can we do. And avada, to become a great Baal Madrega overnight is not something that's going to happen, it's not going to be realistic. And therefore we have to find, like, as you live in a world of modern technology, there's shortcuts to everything, maybe there's something, maybe there's some sort of a secret, maybe there's some sort of a nature that we're able to find solace and protection from the Mekatrigim that basically try to stand against us, and to figure out a way how to be Zoche Badin in a way that is manageable for each and every one of us. So I begin with the end of Parshas Mishpatim. Pasuk says as follows, Mamish at the end, Moshe Rabbeinu goes up to the mountain, the Pasuk says, Vayal El Hohor. Moshe Rabbeinu goes up to the mountain, Vayhi Moshe Bohor Arboim Yoim V'Arboim Lailo. We all know that Pasuk. Moshe Rabbeinu goes up to the mountain 40 days and 40 nights. Comes the Ibn Ezra. Listen to the words of the Ibn Ezra. And I might add that Remendel Kotzke, the Kotzke Rebbe, once pointed out and said that I wonder how Kodesh Baruch Hu created a man like the Ibn Ezra with shoulders to carry so much Yerushalayim. Sometimes you don't realize that the Galus of the Rishonim was not only their Torah, but as well the tremendous Sitkis that they had. And the Ibn Ezra seems to be concentrating a lot on Digduk. Sometimes we lose sight, it's very technical, that on the other side, that in the Panemius, there's so much greatness in terms of Avodah Hashem all. And that's what the Kotzke Rebbe pointed out, to give us the idea, notion, not just to think of him as just someone, you know, but understanding the great Avodah Hashem that's behind it. Then the truth is, we should say very openly, to be a true Godel be Yisrael, he has to be Yerushalayim. There's no Godel be Yisrael that Klal Yisrael has accepted, it's just because he was a genius in Torah itself. It goes together. He's a goyin in Torah, he's also a goyin in Tzidkus. Think of any Odom Godel, my Godel, your Godel, whoever's Godel it is. People have their Gedolim. everybody's godel, whoever is that godel, Klal Yisrael has accepted, is not just a goyin in Torah. There's also a goyin in tzidkis, a goyin in midis, and in ma'is in toivin. Because to be a goyin in Torah, to have siyata d'shmaya, to be mechav meloemes, kishon alone does not do it. You need siyata d'shmaya. And to whom does the Kadosh Baruch Hu give siyata d'shmaya? To those that are oivdei Hashem. To those the Kadosh Baruch Hu feels are the proper vehicle that deserve the hashpoyas ha-Torah. So therefore, all the gedolei Yisrael were great tzaddikim and great oivdei Hashem at the same time. In any case, come to Ebenezer. Moshe Rabbeinu goes up to the mountain. Aboyim yoyim v'aboyim laylo. Nahi Moshe Bahar, Loshen of Ebenezer, Shlo Yorat. He was there, he didn't come down. Fine. V'chosuv, says Ebenezer, and it sells elsewhere, regarding Moshe Rabbeinu, Al Elo Arboim Yoim, regarding these 40 days, that Lachem lo yochalti, umayim lo yishasi. In other words, here it doesn't mention, Mishpatim, it only says he went up for 40 days and 40 nights. So the Ebenezer right away cross-references, and he says, you know, it says elsewhere, it says regarding these 40 days, that Moshe Rabbeinu did not eat anything, nor did he drink. Lechem lo yechalti, umayim lo shesisi. Says the Ebenezer, v'zeh pele godl shleniyu kamayu. That's the Maisa. But it's a pele, sure. How's a person? Pederech hatev, it can't happen. But is that the greatest pele in his sensations and may bereshis? Is that the greatest pele? V'zeh pele godl. This is a pelegodol that Moshe Rabbeinu was up in Shemayim, Arboim Yoim, Lechem Loyachalti, Umayim Loyashasisi, pelegodol Loyniya Kamoyu Lefonov. There never was such a pele. It's an incredible wonder, says the Ebenezer. And about the Kashi is, what do you mean? What about Esamakis is Vainig? Is not enough. The Kveis Kriyas Yamsev, and go on. On and on and on. Of Nisim. What does it mean? Hafiche Sadoim. Was that so easy? But all these things, all these nisim, this is the biggest pele. Zet pele godol aniyo kumayu lefonov. Rav Kreisvirt, who was the chief rabbi of Antwerp, was once walking through the streets of Yerushalayim, and he was passing yeshivas called Torah. And he out came a bocher, and he asked the bocher, he said, what was discussed in the shir? And the bocher said, well, the last thing was we had a shemus from Gedalia Eisman, and he shtaltzach on this Ebenezer. The Ebenezer says regarding Moshe Rabbeinu, Lechem lechalti, Mayim lechasisi, and the Ebenezer said, that's a pele godel and niya kamoy lefonov. Rav Kreisvitz said, and what did he say? He said, didn't have a good terrace. So Rav Kreisvitz was thinking for a minute, he says, I suggest that the pshat is like this. I'll tell you, says, what the pele godel is. There's something a little bit behind the scenes that Chazal revealed to us, what took place at the time of the Petir of Moshe Rabbeinu. And just to realize what Chazal are saying, that itself, it really speaks a mouthful. Chazal tell us, so quoted Rav Kreisvir, that when the time came for Moshe Rabbeinu to die, he asked the Kodesh Baruch Hu, he pleaded, well, let me stay on an extra day. And Chazal say, he said, an extra day, if not an extra day, an extra hour. If not an extra hour, he said, an extra second in this world. Because in this world, I can do mitzvahs. Here I can achieve, here I can accomplish. In the next world, I can no longer serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's higher in La'asayson. It's only in this world that we're able to achieve and to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So even if I can stay on an extra day, an extra hour, an extra moment, an extra second, Moshe Rabbeinu was pleading to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you can't, your time is up. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't stop there and comes now incredible. Moshe Rabbeinu goes on and says further. The Medrash says, Moshe Rabbeinu says, okay, I can't stay on. You don't allow me to stay on in this world as a human being. But let me stay on as an animal or as a fly. I want to still stay on in this olam. Because everything that's created in this world promotes kivay chumayim. Not only human beings. Right? As the pasuk says, whatever I created to barasiv, lechvaydi barasiv. Everything that was created in this world is kivay chumayim. Everything in the chelik of the bria, every prat of the bria proclaims kivay chumayim. I'm stopping chumayim, I'm stopping kivay keil. Shemaim is Mesapra Kvarkel, not because Shemaim speaks, Ein Oimer Vein Devorim, just the phenomenon of creation itself. It's Marba Kvay Shemaim. So Medrash says, Moshe Rabbeinu says, if I can't stay on as a human being, so maybe I can stay on as an animal, maybe I can stay on as a fly. I want to stay on this oil, because in this oil I can serve you. This is the world where you can achieve. Next world is only for reward. The Mochel is the Kabbalah Schoren. But there's no Avodas Hashem in the next world. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, no. You cannot stay on an extra moment, even, he says, even not as a human being. In any capacity, you can't stay on. Says Rav Kreiser, look, he made the cheshbon. Look, he says, how precious every moment was to Moshe Rabbeinu. That he's prepared even to be a fly. He's prepared even to be a fly, only to stay in the world. Now, look on the other side. Where did Moshe Rabbeinu Rabbeisai go to receive the Torah? To the top of the mountain? No. He went up to Shemayim. Because, Rabbeisai, we know that in Olam Hazeh, no person is able to survive without Achila B'Shtiyah. So where did Moshe Rabbeinu go to be Mekabel the Torah? He went to Olam Haba. Why did he go to Olam Haba? To bring down the Torah for Klal Yisrael. Says Rav Kreider, a person for whom every second in this Olam Hazeh was so precious, yet was prepared to give up 40 days and 40 nights to bring down Torah for Klal Yisrael. Can you imagine what kind of sacrifice that is? Can you imagine what kind of sacrifice? This kind of a Mesiras Nefesh, to be mocked with himself for others, that's a Peleg Gadol Shaniyah Kamoy Lefanav. That's the Peleg Gadol. Because not Stami didn't eat and didn't drink, that means he went to Shemayim. Went to Shemayim means he left Olam Hazeh. He wanted to stay even for one moment, for as a fly. Every moment was so precious. And here he gave up 40 days and 40 nights to leave Olam Hazeh. Why? To bring down Torah for the rest of others, for Klal Yisrael. Person to sacrifice any moment of life, which is so kosher. 40 days of that, for the sake of others. That is a Peleg Gadol. We don't find anybody being makriv, going to that extent, being makriv himself, something that's so precious. To that extent, that's a Peleg Gadol Shlohoyo Lefonov. Yes, Rabbeisai, the cheshivas of time, every moment, for the shell, it's 30 days, 40 days if you want to extend it from El to Yom Kippur. As the Bnei Sosra says, well, everybody knows, you know, the Rosh Tevis of Ani L'doidi V'doidi Li, Dav Udram, again, Mishoyne, Udram, Ani L'doidi V'doidi Li. There's also Sefer Tevis. Sefer Tevis is four yuds. At the end of Ani is a yud, L'doidi is a yud, V'doidi Li, 40 days. Now it's the 40 days of Ritzuv, Yemei Rachim Vei Rotzen. 4 days, every moment is precious. It's a tremendous matonet that Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us. And there to take the opportunity to utilize every moment of that matonet as long as we have it. It is Yedua. The Goy in the Granat, from the Naftali Tropas, Rosh Yeshiv in Radin, by the Chofetz Chaim, took ill. And Ebbach was a misukindik situation, a very serious situation. And as a result, Talmidei HaYeshiva tried to do anything as any Talmud would do to try to save his Rebbe. So finally, after they saw the Bederech HaTeva, there was nothing that they could do, so they decided to come up with something else. They're going to make appeal, get all the Talmidim together, and let each and every Talmud donate a chelik of his life to give to the Rebbe. Give away a chelik of his life. One Talmud said, I'm giving up a week. One Talmud said, I'm giving up 2 weeks. He's asking him to take off. Why should he deduct a week of his life to give it to the Rebbe? And so on. Then decided also go to Chofetz Chaim. Says Rosh Yeshiva. Chofetz Chaim. They said, Rebbe, to Chofetz Chaim, we're here to ask you to also maybe be part of the Chabura here of giving up a chelik of your life to save the Granat, to save the Naftali, to save the Rosh Yeshiva. Chofetz Chaim was thinking, and he was thinking, and thinking, and he said, okay, I'm ready to give up 1 minute. 1 minute. Even to give up 1 minute of life. How choshev that is, what that means. You can have appreciation, we see from Moshe Rabbeinu what that meant. An extra moment of life, what that means. You know, there's a saying, you know, the secular world, he says, when you have people end-of-life issues, we're not going down to the halacha of these situations, each case is different. But there's a word that people many times say, as long as there's life, there's hope. That's a secular attitude. That's the reason to give medicine and so on and so forth, because as long as there's life, there's hope. Bishkofas HaTorah, the word is different. As long as there's life, there's life. He's still living. That's the word. I don't know what the end is going to be. But as long as there's life, there's life. Life in itself has tremendous meaning. That's the Shkofas HaTorah. Chofetz Chaim says, I have to give up thinking and thinking and thinking. It didn't come easy, even that one moment. And therefore, it's so beautifully when Reb Leib Chassman, Mashgiach in Chevron, we once said, you know, I'm soon coming to Yom Kippur, he's going to be reading Mafter Yoina. And after Yoina, you know, at the end of the point is, when Yoina says, okay, he says, throw me into the Yam, it's all about me. The storm and the danger, the sea, and everything that's taking place over here is because of me. And you might remember the Lashon. The Lashon says, Yoina says, Hisiyuni, pick me up, lift me up, Vitiluni Liyam, and throw me into the Yam. The Leib Chasman asks, why do they have to tell them how to do it? He's Yuni, he says, pick me up. You have to teach someone, push him over, that's all. He has to tell them how to throw him to the yam. He has to give, if you want to throw some in the yam, you know how to do it. Why is he saying, Hisiyuni, Vitiluni? Rabbi Chasman said, the reason is because he wanted to extend his life even for 1 second. So he said, lift me up first and then throw me up. That's an extra second of life, the time it takes to lift me up. Pushing him over is right over. But if you lift him up first, and then he lived 1 second more. 1 second more! The cheshivas of life. The cheshivas of every moment. To be able to do what we have to do. Shnas Tofres Tzadik Beis, 1932, Lemisporum. That's when Hitler Machshimoy came to power, the rise of power. And of course, the matzav of the Jewish people in Germany became unbearable. It was it's literally like we see, it says, Ein Lachyoim, that was Kililosa Meruba Machader, Mamish, every day. You could not expect, imagine it'll be worse. This is the worst. No. Then tomorrow you found that it can even be worse. And so every day came on, it's worse, worse, and worse. It was, and all the Gzeirus Neirois that came on more and more and more. Shimon Schwab, Rav Kalodas Yeshurin over here, was Rav at that time in Germany, a place called Eichenhausen. Eichenhausen, Germany. And he realized that the ground is burning underneath. And in 1936, he emigrated. He left Germany, came to America. By the way, to give you an example of how the pachad was at that time, that Rav Schwab told the people, his family, his hanoge, that calls him on, I'm still here, before I manage to leave the country. Every night I go to sleep, I'm not going to change into night clothes, into pajamas. I'm going to sleep, he says, with my rabbinical garb. Why? Because another Rav, a colleague, was attacked by Germans. The next morning they found him, Nebuch, they found him. They hung him on a tree. They found him on a tree in pajamas. The Shab said, at least there shouldn't be a chil kvot shemayim to be mamayit. A Rav hanging in pajamas, everybody sees. At least let it be, he said, in rabbinical garb. You see the cheshbonis that they were making. But you're not to know what the next day is going to be. How are you going to sleep the night before? Because who knows what the next morning is going to be. So he comes to America, and it's quite well known. He was a Rav in a shul called Sheris Yisrael in Baltimore. He's a Rav in Sheris Yisrael in Baltimore. The first Shabbos he comes in. It's quite a large shul with about 200 members or so. And realizes that after Musaf, everybody's rushing. He thought, he said, so where are they rushing? He thought there's a big kiddush or something. Maybe that's where they're rushing. He found out that the same Yidden who were coming to shul, they're going to work. It was very common those days in America. With people, they went to shul on Shabbos, but nevertheless, but after davening, they went to work. A couple of years ago, maybe a little over 10 years ago, we led a group to Warsaw. It was a Jewish heritage tour. And there's a shul that's called the Nozick Shul. During the war, the Germans transformed that shul into a stable. I mentioned a horse's stable. Baruch Hashem, as time went along, the shul was refurbished. The shul is being still used. And they pointed out to a yid and said, this yid, somebody pointed out to a certain yid, this yid is the Balkaira, the shul. He's the Balkaria. He's the one who is. And Shabbos, he wears a bekisha. Because in Delta Haim, that's who grew up. He's a Polish yid. He wears a bekisha. However, after laning, he stands at the bus stop and goes home by bus. That's this tekufa we're talking about. In America, it was a common thing. People would go to shul, yes. Some would even have a shader of learning. But parnosa was parnosa, and the nisyonis of Shemir Shabbos was tremendous, tremendous. We can't appreciate it, but Baruch Hashem, because those yin who had nisyonis never for Shabbos, they blazed the trail for us today that Baruch Hashem, if somebody wants to be a Shemir Shabbos, it can be. But in those days, as we know, there was a tremendous nisyonis nefesh. So he heard, he was told that these yin amachab, he was not used to that. He was not used to that. He had an Erech HaKillah in Germany. So he asks, he wants to see the constitution, the book of the bylaws of the shul. And he finds out that the shul says that a condition to be a member in the shul, you have to be a Shomer Shabbos. You have to be a Shomer Shabbos. Oh, you have to be a Shomer Shabbos. So he called a meeting, all the officers, and right then he set down the law, he says. Anyone in the shul who expects to be a member in the shul has to be a Shomer Shabbos. If he's not a Shomer Shabbos, he cannot be a member. You can imagine the revolution and the controversy. This new Rav is coming here with old-fashioned ideas. He's going to write, we built the shul, we're members of the shul, and he's going to come. But this is, he can't move. This was, something was not debatable. This is the way it is. Kechav, it turns out he says that Mamishi says, Roiva the Shul left. Literally. Roiva, he was left with a minyan mitzumtzum, I think one or two minyanim he had. Ad kedei kach, that he was not able to be paid a salary, because a few members are not able to pay the salary of a rov. As a result, he had to borrow money, poshet, to live. And choyves al gabe choyves, you know, just became just compounded one on top of the other. But in other words, he had no brayer. And here comes the point. 1943 started the Vad Hatzolah to try to save Jews. They found out in America, it was real tzaras what is happening. The Vad Hatzolah is formed. Rav Schwab brought with him a Sefer Torah from Europe. That Sefer Torah, I believe, was an heirloom. It was something that he had such sensitivity to it. It was like the he guarded it like the pupil of his eye. He guarded it like the pupil of his eye. And he came to raise money for Hatzolah to save Jews. He said, you know what, I'm going to sell that Sefer Torah. He managed to sell that Sefer Torah for $1,000. In those days, it was a schum otzum, $1,000, to sell the Sefer Torah in order for that money to be used to save Jews. That Sefer Torah, Rabbi said, that he could have sold when he didn't have any parnosa and be able to pay off chayvus. He did not think of it, to sell that Sefer Torah, he says, even though it would have been able to make his matzav easier. We'd have been able to neutralize his chayvus. We have to make his life a little easier, bearable. Had no havim in it. That Sefer Torah, I can't sell it, but we can. When it came for other Jews, he said, then there was a totally different cheshbon. For them, I'm going to sell the Sefer Torah. It's also a type of an indication. It's a pele gadol. Pele gadol when you see that people are ready to give up things that are very, very choshev to them. Extremely choshev. When it comes to themselves, they would never, never do it. They would never give up. But for the sake of others, they go beyond. Things they would not allow for themselves. But when it comes for the sake of others, they do it. Now I want to tell you a Dover Neira. They say, Mami, it's an incredible thing. When it comes to your Gimidl Shalrach, which this is the theme of Elul, again, Hashem, Hashem, Kirachim, V'chanan, and so on and so forth. Politics says in Parshas Kesiso, Poiked Avoinovis al Bonim, because Baruch Hu visits the sins of the Yoves on the Bonim. Vabenei Bonim, Al Shileshim, 3 generations, Valrebeim, 4 generations. What does it say after that? Again, Kodesh Baruch Hu spoke it, Avoinovis al Bonim, Val Bnei Bonim, Al Shileshim, Val Rebeim, 3 generations, 4 generations. Vayimar Moshe, Moshe rushes. Where's he rushing to? Vayimar Moshe, Vayikoid, Arzo, Vayishtochu. And he bows down. And Rishonim go to town on this. What's Vayimar Moshe? Where was he rushing to? Poiket Avoinovis al Bonim, Al Shileshim, Val Rebeim. Comes Rabbi Sa, here again, the Ibn Ezra. And true to his form, he does not mince any words. And the Ibn Ezra says, Reike Moyach, there are some empty-headed people. That's how he calls them. There's some empty-headed people who suggested, why is Maher Moshe? Ki Maher Moshe Kasher, right? When a Kodesh Baruch Hu said, Al Rebeim, realize, Kodesh Baruch Hu is visiting sins on the 3rd generation, on the 4th. What about the 5th? Kodesh Baruch Hu didn't say the 5th. Why didn't he say the 5th? So the Reike Moyach say, because Moshe Rabbeinu, he jumped right in and he was mafsik HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Vayimar Moshe bowed down. In other words, Moshe Rabbeinu blocked, as it were, not allowing HaKadosh Baruch Hu to say Al Chemeshim. This is the suggestion of the Reike Moyach. This is what he calls them. Vayimar Moshe, Shalayoyim HaChemeshim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't say, says the Ibn Ezra, V'zois Toiz Gedoil. It's a Toiz Gedoil suggests that Moshe Rabbeinu, right, that Moshe would cut off Hashem in the middle of this. That Moshe Rabbeinu would cut off a kishbok in the middle of his words, ki ein, he says it's not possible. Ki ein yucholus, it is not soiveles, she yif soik hu, it's not soivel. Ibn Ezra says, the das cannot be soivel, she yif soik hu, divrei Hashem, bo'oi choy medaber. Do you imagine Moshe Rabbeinu should be mafsik a kishbok while he's speaking? Ki hoya ben moves lishat to be chayv misa. Even if you do this to a melech bos of Adam, can you imagine melech bos of Adam is getting up to speak? And somebody who maybe does not exactly like what he's saying, and he goes up and he cuts him off. Can you imagine President of the United States in the middle of a drudge and you don't like what he's saying? And you're well, you could imagine, I guess. Rakapodim. A melibos of Adam. A melibos of Adam would be speaking, and you're gonna be mafskim. Achaz dosoi. Achaz dosoi. Says the evidence. So Reike Moyach. Who are these that suggest by Yamar Moshe Moshe Rabbeinu rushed? He rushed very quickly when Kodesh Baruch Hu, he sees it. When's it going to end? Kodesh Baruch Hu is saying, Al Shileshim, Al Rebeim. What's coming next? Al Chemeshim. No, Vayimar Moshe. Moshe Kikos is blocking, stopping HaKadosh Baruch Hu right in his tracks. Impossible to comprehend this. Impossible to accept this. Who else agrees with the Ibn Ezra or Ben Bechaya? Ben Bechaya says, Chaz v'sholom, even this Eloshin says, Chaz v'sholom laham in divrei reike moyach, he says, Shehevi oisem harav rabavron. Ibn Ezra's name was Rabavron. So you can't read, says the same name. He says, Chaz v'sholom, to believe the words of the reike moyach, that Rabavron brought, Shepirshu, that they said, Kedei shlo yarech oidloimer al chemeshim. Moshe Ben rushed to block a Kodesh Baruch Hu from saying al chemeshim. Ki loy have mafsig devar Hashem yizborach. V'cholilo mizeh. Vihine lemele bosa vedom ein oisim kein. Memele, he says, it's incomprehensible. Right? You can't accept the opinion of those reike moyach vayimar Moshe to stop and disallow a Kodesh Baruch Hu from continuing. Rabbi Sai, one of those reike moyach is the Cheskuni. Cheskuni, vayimar Moshe, Lefi, Shoyorei, Shoyomer Yoiser al Ribeim. He was afraid that Kodesh Baruch would continue to say more, beyond. Continue to say Yoiser, more than the Ribeim. And if you look in the Hagoyis of Rabbi Shevel, you know, the Ben Bechaya, you're going to see he's going to find more. Different. He's Mitzayin to others who said the exact thing. And obviously, there's the Kasha. How's that the Kishayach? How's that Kishayach? The Chayyav Rez, the time is good. Ben Mechata is good. Is this a decheris to do such a thing? Even from Melibos Adam you wouldn't do such a thing. And he says you'd be Chayav Misa. It's a hafle of a fella that there's a terrorist of this Kasha in a Chsam Sofer of Yisalatur in Parshas Koirach. In Parshas Koirach. And the Chsam Sofer, I want to tell you, interesting enough, he brings down that this pshat he brings down, he says, Bishem Ramban, the terrorist of that Kasha. To tell you, I'm not sure all the Rambans that I have seen. I mean, I'm sure I did not. It's not in the Rambans that you're going to look around all over. But as we say many times, Neman Oleinu Divrei Chsam Sofer. Chsam Sofer is a Ramban, it's Ramban somewhere. Because even the Hagoyis and on the Chsam Sofers and the five volumes, because different Chsam Sofers, five volumes, there's Hagoyis from Rabbi Yosef Naftali Shtern. In the bottom it says, Chopash, I looked around, I searched, I couldn't find that Ramban. But the Chsam Sofer is a Ramban. That's good enough. The Kasher. Hadza Shach Beimar Moshe than Moshe Rabbeinu, right? He comes in to block and to cut off a Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's why he's in mind not to say El Chameshim. He'll be Chayav Misa. Says Chsam Sofer, Moshe Rabbeinu knew that he's going to be Chayav Misa, but it's kedai to lose your life in order to bring Klal Yisrael a Yeshua from Onshin one generation less. It's kedai to die. Even from Melibos of Dom, you don't do that. You'll be Chayav Misa. It's kedai. Moshe Rabbeinu is makriv himself for Klal Yisrael. Vayimar Moshe, yes, he's going to block HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's going to intercept HaKadosh Baruch Hu's statement. I could do such a thing, you'll be Chayav Misa. It's kedai. Here's the Loshon Chasam Sofer. Chikacho inyin. L'Moshe Rabbeinu shemosa nafsho lifnei Hashem mipnei ahavas Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu had such tremendous ahavas Yisrael that he was Moser Nefesh, Avopi Shechayev Lashem Ki Morad Boy, even though that he would be Chayev because he was Moirat. Hafle V'Fele. Again, this is in line. Hanhogiv Gedol Yisrael, especially Moshe Rabbeinu, Pele Godol Asher L'Niyo K'moy L'Fonov, to see how much sacrifice Moshe Rabbeinu has when it comes to another Yid, when it comes to Klal Yisrael. In 1923, was the first Knesset Gedol in Wien. In Vienna by Gudus Yisrael, as this was one of those very famous ones that the Chofetz Chaim was present. Chofetz Chaim also took part in that Knesset Gedolah, and Zepelet Gizach, that the Imre Emes of Ger, sent Rav Meir Don Plotzky, the Mechaber of the Sefer Chemda, tremendous going, a Polish going, many Chalokim, Alatoyer, also wrote a Sefer called Chemdes Yisrael, also wrote a Sefer called Shalosh Shalom Yerushalayim. That Sefer is a whole pamphlet. When years ago came up the Yerushalmi Hamazuyev on Kochim, and somebody by the name of Friedlander came up, Mamish did a masterpiece of a work that came up all of a sudden, that he found there was an old Ksav Yad, he said, an old Yerushalmi, we never had the Yerushalmi on Kochim, and he published Yerushalmi on Kochim on Zvochim, and I happened to see one volume, Yeshiva, many, many years ago, they had it there, and he had Haskomis from the greatest Gedolei Yisrael. In other words, the job was such a perfect job. who was such an expert and was a masterful forgery. For example, the Marsham, one of the Gedoy Lahador, gave us comment. Marsham of the Gedoy Lahador. And there's a tshuva that Shabina Rov, one of the great Gedoy Lahisroel. All of the Shabina, the brothers were great goyim. He had a brother. His name was Reb Nochem Weidenfeld. The brother Shal's tshuva is Chazoy Nochem. Chazoy Nochem was a big goyim in his own right. He was Rov in Dombrova, Dombrova Rov he was. And there's a tshuva there. Somebody asked him, what do you think about the Yerushalmi of Kochim? Is it true or is it not true? So he goes through a whole tshuva and he says, I have a lot of kashas against this Yerushalmi. But you know what? So I have kashas. I have kashas on Bavli too. So do I want to say that the Bavli is Mezuyev? The Yerushalmi also have kashas. My kashas are not strong. And then he said, I'm Moir Gezach. Who are one of the Achroin Achroinim who wrote a pirush on Yerushalmi? The Ridbaz. Rabbi David Ridbaz. And he writes Bezal Oshin. Still in my mind. It's like over 40 years. The high Tana Yerushalmi Hagoyin Ridbaz says it might be Emes. Unbelievable. Hagoyin Ridbaz. The Klei Chemda wrote his pamphlet, Shalu Shalem Yerushalayim, bringing Olamin Arayas that this is Mezuyev. That's the whole pamphlet. Shalu Shalem Yerushalayim. That this is Mezuyev. And they say ultimately when he was caught. So the Imremis, you know, had a tremendous library. He also had a lot of Kizveyad, the Imremis of Ger. So finally they pushed him against the wall and said, bring a Ksavyad. Let me see the Ksavyad that you were showing me. He said he got it somewhere from Turkey. He said, home Maisa. He wrote it himself. So what he did was, he somehow treated it chemically. That should appear like some old Ksavyad. Imremis took that. He said, this is not a Ksavyad Yoshin, it's Meyushan. You made it old. This is great. So Bekitzer, the Emir sent the Klei Chemda, the Baal Klei Chemda, to go and escort to be Malada the Chofetz Chaim on the way to Vienna, going from Radom. And one can expect that as the train, you know, was going through many, many stations, through many, many towns, people would come to the train station to be able to have the schus, to have a glimpse of the Chofetz Chaim. I mean, La B'chol Yoyim Mizrachi, it doesn't happen every day to have the opportunity to see the Chofetz Chaim. So Melech heard, everybody knew the Chofetz Chaim, you know, at this and this time, the train is going to stop in this station. The town people, they came, they had the opportunity to see the Chofetz Chaim. Chofetz Chaim would not go to the window of the train. Refused to go. People couldn't see him. They had Tsar. So the Klei Chemda goes over to Chofetz Chaim and says, Rebbe, there's so many people that they want to see you. Chofetz Chaim said, what can I do? There's a Sefer Chassidim, Simon Pei Gimel. Sefer Chassidim says, if someone is Nehene from Kovod HaTorah on this world, they take it away on the next world. This is what the Chofetz Chaim quoted. The Sefer Chassidim. The summons Nehene from Kovod, all these thousands of people, right, coming out to see me. So if somebody's Nehene from Kovod HaTorah in this world, they take it away from his Olam Habo. Said the Klei Chemda. Number one, he said, to be Mahane Yidin, it's Kedai to lose a Chelik of Olam Habo. And number two, Chofetz Chaim says, I don't need the number two. It's enough. And he went to the window. Pele Godel, Lenia Kamoy Lefonov. It's kedai to lose a little bit of your own olam habo in order to be mahana other yidin. These are gedolei soil. But this is our avodah to try to emulate a little bit closer to reach a little bit of that madrega. Rabbeisai, what's the number two? He didn't say it. He didn't let him say it. But I think quite simply, you know what the number two was? The Klei Chemda can say to Chofetz Chaim, you're not going to lose olam habo because you don't have hanor. You have a no, it's against you. If you have a no from old covenant that's been given to you, you're in the hand of him, you're going to lose Olam Haba. But for you, if I can't, it's a lapo of Al-Khamoso. He doesn't want it. He'd rather not have it at all. He's not looking for that. He's a Rechman HaKovet. You're not even going to lose Olam Haba. That's probably what suggests that could have been the second time that he wanted to offer to the Chofetz Chaim. But that's the way we say. That is the word. That is the Nekudah. We had the opportunity many, many years ago to have for Shabbos Reb Simcha Wasserman, Zichron of Rocha, the son of the illustrious Goyen Reb Elchanan Wasserman. He used to come to America quite often, come to New York, all over the place. Originally he was also had a yeshiva in Los Angeles, as you know, then he was Miyazed yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael. Reb Simcha and his Rebbeson did not have any children. They were not zeichet to have any children. They were married for more than 60 years. Did not have any children. Yes, Lamaise, yes, they had really hundreds of children because all the Talmidei Yeshiva to them were mamish like their own children. All the Talmidei Yeshiva were mamish like their own children. But Lamaise did not have any biological children. So the Rebbetzin would always be mispalel. The Rebbetzin would always be mispalel. Then when the time comes to leave this world, the 120, when the time comes, she wants to leave the world first. Why? Because she cannot bear to be in this world without Reb Simcha. Not if Reb Simcha passed away first, she survives him, it'll be too much tsar. So Mami, she was mispalel. When the time comes, I want to go first. But then she changed her tefillah. Then she changed her tefillah. Because she made a cheshbon. If I go first, and Reb Simcha passes away after me, there'll be no one to sit shiva for him. There's no children. But on the other hand, if he goes first and I survive, I'll be able to sit shiva for him. No. I have to tell you like this. I have your side base cheshbon. My father is Kavers and Haraz Esam. I try. I try every year, at least once a year, to go to Eretz Yisrael. On the yard side, Beis Cheshvan, right after Sukkot. Except there's a Simcha in Shul, can't always leave. But if it's Shaykh, I try to be there for the yard side. Shnas Tovshi Nun Gimel, 1993, on Beis Cheshvan. Father's yard side. There's a car going throughout the streets of Me'esharim, Yerushalayim, and Gula with a loudspeaker. Anybody who was there, that's how they announced Levi. Besides all the thousands of, you know, the papers being plastered all over the place, but you also have to go to the announced Levias with these loudspeakers. And it's very, very effective because in 2-3 hours, Mamish, a big oilam comes around where they hear where the Levi is going to be, and everybody who's interested in that Levi, they're there. So they mentioned that the yeshiva taker is an oil of Chonon, it happens to be Neima, and Kachav made my way over there. Rabbi Sarab Simcha was Nifter first. Like the second tefillah of the Rebbetzin, that he should be nifter first, he was nifter first. Guess what? She sits shiva 7 days, a day, one day, if not mistaken, maybe 2 days, she's nifter. She lived just long enough to sit shiva. Half of the tefillah. Rabbi Yisai, Mikor Mike Sover, Bisov Mike Sover. I think the pshat is like this. Because Rav Dessler says, in Michtav Milio, he says, Rav Dessler, one of the main components of Yid that defines a Yid, a Yid is a noisei, not a noitel. A Yid is a giver, not a taker. And he goes out to point out that is in the genes of a Yid. That is the makeup of a Yid. The makeup of a Yid is to be a noisei, to be a giver, not a noitel. Not to be a taker. As a matter of fact, Rav Hirsch first pointed out when the Pasuk says, Loi v'rosha v'lo yishalim, that someone who borrows money, does not pay his rosha. So Rav Hirsch said, the pshat is if someone lives on this world, and he keeps taking from the world, he benefits the world, and does not give back to this world, is also to society, that's also called Leiva Rosh of Eloi Shalom. Because anything that you're benefiting on this world, said Rav Hirsch, that's on loan. Why should somebody invent a car for your sake? Why should somebody invent a telephone for your sake? Why should there be a machine for your sake? Whatever people have benefited here, have contributed to the world, and you are Mehenna, it's on loan, because you also have a Christ to pay back. And if you are not making contribution on this world, this is also Bechlal, said Rav Hirsch, Leiva Rosh of Eloi Shalom. You are borrowing, but you're not paying back. You're not making a contribution on this world. The essence of a Yid is to be a noisei, not to be a noitel. I think, the first feel of the Rebbetzin was that she should pass away first because she can't bear to live without Reb Simcha. That was for her own benefit. In that case, she was a noisei. She was looking out, she was making cheshbonis, what's better for her. I think later she reconsidered. Rather than make cheshbonis what's better for me, I'd rather be a noisin. I'd rather be a noisin, what's better for him. Not to worry what's better for me. But the cheshbon in my life, I should be calculate to be a giver, not to be a taker. In this world, this is the way it is. In this world, Rabbi said, there are takers and there are givers. There are people who are givers all the time, there are people who are takers all the time. And then there are people sometimes givers, sometimes takers. She made a cheshbon, my first cheshbon, that it's better for me, that I should go first. Then I'm a noitel, I'm taking. I want to benefit off him. No. Better than being a noitel, I want to be a noisim. Honor and do what's better for him. So Mamela now Rabbi Sai, Ram should be Messiah. So what do we get from all this? As an Eitzah to be Zoyche Badin, what do we get from all this? I think the following. Yerushalmi says, Perikal of Rosh Hashanah. It's brought down the Torah, Simitovku Pe'alash. It says, Mapsinu Mistaprim Erev Rosh Hashanah. Erev Rosh Hashanah. Wash your clothes, take a bath, take a haircut. Why? Kedei laharoi she'onu betuchim she'yase lona HaKadosh Baruch Hu Neis. To show that we are betuach, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to do a neis on Rosh Hashanah. Here am I saying, we're supposed to be betuach. Supposed to be betuach. What happens with all the pachad of the Yom HaDin? What happens to all that? No. Mechapsin u'mistaprin erev Rosh Hashanah kedei laharish onu betuchim sheyaseh lanu HaKadosh Baruch Hu neis. And this is brought down in Shulchan Aruch HaRachaim, Siman Tov Kuf Tzadik Zayim, Oichlim v'shoyisim u'smeichim Rosh Hashanah. That may be because of Mitzvah Simcha Rosh Hashanah. It's a whole different shayla. We'll get into that. Rabbi Chatzkel Levinstein, Mishgir Chaponovich in Sefer Or Yecheskel, brings down what was said over and over in my yeshiva is from the altar from Keln. Dumb guys, the Poshtu Kashim. How can we be betuach? What do you mean we're betuach? We take haircuts, right, and we wear bekovadig begodim to show that we are betuach, that we feel certain that we're going to be zoyche badin. Leiv yodeya moras nafsho. Everybody knows. Each and every person knows where he's standing. Every person knows kama chatoim also, how much you did, how much bitl toy, how much loshon hara, and so on and so forth. How can you be betuach? How can you be betuach to be zoyche badin? How's it shaykh? Why are we not choshe shem yigre machet? Yaakov Avinu even was choshe. Ve'yir Yaakov Yoyed, was Rashi say he had a tochi, why was he afraid? Shem yigre machet. Why are we not worried about that? Simcha Zisl of Kelm said the following. Zechili between a yochid and a tzibur. Each individual, as an individual, avada, he has to have pachad of the Yom HaDin. Every yochid b'toiras yochid has to have a pachad b'yom adin, and you cannot rely on this. You have to do whatever is possible to be zoche b'adin, to acquire as much zochias as possible, and to make a hachonah to the yom adin. That's regarding the yochid. But the tzibur of Klal Yisrael are betuach, they can have a chasim etoivim. That is the koich of the tzibur, that is the koich of the rabbi. And by the way, it's a mefurish of Meshech Chochma also, the Meir Simcha. Meir Simcha says in Parashat B'Shalach, regarding the Mayim was Miyaminom and Mismoilom, and Meir Simcha says in Meshech Chochma, Loshem Meir Simcha, Tzibur. If you have a Tzibur, Afilu Nishchosim Bavoy Nizora. I repeat. Tzibur. Afilu Nishchosim Bavoy Nizora Begila Arayis, Nemar Bohem, he said about them, Hashoichen itom betoich tumoison. The Kodesh Baruch Hu still rests betoich tumoison. We deal with the tzibur. That is the koich of the tzibur. There's a different yardstick. The total different yardstick Kodesh Baruch Hu looks at a yochid as an individual as he looks at a tzibur. And the Melech of Simcha Zisl said, so what is the Eitzah? The Eitzah is that you become part of the tzibur, that you create a tzibur. How is that? By being oisikin in yonim that benefits the rabbi. Yes. Don't think about yourself so much. Think about somebody else. Think about somebody else, and then the yochid has a din of the rabbin. Becomes rabbin tzrichin loy. Because the rabbin taka needs him. And a zeichel adover he brought, very interesting. In the famous Mishaberach, you know, that we skip over, we say so quickly. Mishaberach, I'll be saying, we said every Shabbos, we say, v'chol mi she'oyskim mitzorchet tzibur be'amuna, k'shbaru yishalim schorom, fine, but there's another, what's that after that? The Yislach L'chol Avoinam. What does it got to do? The Oisik B'tzorch HaTzibur. Why the Yislach L'chol Avoinam? Did they do tshuva? I mean, seem that the Koyach of HaTzibur, people who are Oisik B'tzorch HaTzibur, to the altar from Kelm, it's a different yardstick. It's a different yardstick. The Yislach L'chol Avoinam. The Yochid has to be Mefachit from the Yom HaDin. But at the same time, the Tzibur of Klal Yisrael is different. And, interesting thing is, he brings down the Chatzkel Levinstein when the Medrash says, Atem Mitzovim, the parasha coming up soon. Atem Mitzovim Hayim, what's Hayim? What the Zohar Kodesh says, Hayim is going on Rosh Hashanah. Pasuk from Eiv. Hayim says, Zohar Kodesh Rosh Hashanah. What does it say? Atem Mitzovim, you're going to be able to stand, withstand Hayim Kulchem Lifnei Melekechem. If it's Kulchem, if you have the Tzibur. If you're part of the Tzibur, you didn't cut yourself out from the Tzibur. That's how the Yochid becomes part of the Tzibur and makes a contribution to the Tzibur. Thinks about others. And as a result, becoming a part of the Tzibur, then Aten Nitzovim Haim, so you have a Koich of Amide. You have a Koich Itai, you have a Koich for Oymet Bedin, because Haim is talking on Rosh Hashanah. And on Rosh Hashanah Nitzovim, you have a Koich of Amide. They're able to withstand it. And some have added to that, Vatim Advekim Hashem Lekechem, Chaim Kulchem Hayoim. Again, Haim is rumors on Rosh Hashanah. Chaim Kulchem Hayoim. If it's Kulchem, if you're together, if you created the Koich of the Tzibur. That Rabbi Isai is Shtikl of the Neitzah. Maybe coming down the Yom Neroyim, because Yom Neroyim, there's so many opportunities. Ibrahim Yeshiva certainly has many opportunities. So give a little time for somebody else, maybe someone's a little schwacher, somebody's a little time, maybe to learn with him, to help him out a little bit. Ruchni is begashmis in any area that is possible. You know, you don't lose out when you give up your time for somebody else. Look in the Akdomet Yishar Yoyser, Shemishkop. I said I'm ending. This time I mean it for real. I'm ending. Shemishkop says, Ase b'shvil shetisasher. Right? Ase taser. Ase b'shvil shetisasher. If you give miser, it's avtocha, you're going to have ashiris. Shimon says it's not only in money. When you give miser of any commodity that you give miser, there's a gula. If you give miser of your time, ase. You give miser of your time, b'shvil shetisasher, because Baruch Hu will pay you back ashiris in time. All of a sudden you can have more time for things. There's so many situations in life that take away from our time. We would want to do this, there's no time. But if you give away your time for somebody else, you give miser of your time, ayin shom, b'shar yosher. Aser b'shvil setis asher. You will have to ashiris in time. You give miser. It's money, ashiris and money. Give miser in time, Kishbok will pay you back in time. Pay back in kind. That is Rabbi said, this is from this opportunity. Rotzen taka, we should be zeiche. Become a chelik of the tzibur. Should be zeiche, badin, zeksivach, simetoiva. And Yemal Hashem Kol Mishas Lebeinu L'Toyva Chibizorche to all the brachas Samuris B'Toyra Orech Yom B'Yemino B'Smoyla Oish V'Kovat B'Yizgoyal Tzedek Meher B'Yemino. Amen.